another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Wow, the transfer portal's off and running, huh? I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and I will give you some winners and losers from just a couple of days in to the transfer portal chaos. Welcome to the show. I would love for you to hit that like button on the video, and as always, subscribe to the channel and the podcast. So I'll start with two teams that I am mildly concerned about. And you can tell me if you think that your team is a loser in the transfer portal based on where things are at right now. But I don't see a lot of losers in the Big 12. If I have to find one, and these teams could quickly turn into winners as well. But in the early going, I'm looking at Colorado and saying, okay, losing Adrian Wilson to North Carolina is a loss. They haven't had a big get yet. Now, they could. They got a lot of prospects coming to campus this weekend, including the top safety transfer from Auburn. His name is Terrence Love. If they land some of these guys, they're going to be in a great spot, and Colorado will quickly become a winner in the transfer portal. That's entirely possible. But based on a couple of pieces that they have lost, I would sit here and say that right now, very early in the transfer portal window being open for the spring, Colorado's a loser. I would put Utah into that category as well. Now, Utah, I think, needs a couple of pieces. They are apparently in the sweepstakes for Micah Hudson, Texas A&M wide receiver, started off at Texas Tech. That was a bit of a curveball on Thursday when that came down. If they get Micah Hudson and they get a couple more pieces I think they need, Utah can be a winner. But until those pieces come through, I can't put Utah into that winner category. And, you know, I'd like to see them. They're a team that has a lot of pressure to get back into the win column based on how last season went. So filling those holes is going to be important for them early on in the transfer portal cycle. So I hope Utah can do that, get it done, and get some more momentum going into next season, which, of course, that program desperately needs. And then I'm looking at a couple of winners in the Big 12 thus far in the transfer portal, and I'm looking at a team like TCU. Now, it's not what TCU did, but it's what they did not lose. There was a rumor flying around that TCU quarterback Josh Hoover was not going to Tennessee, but there was interest from Tennessee, and that was quickly shot down on Wednesday. Day one, the portal was open. That closed. And thank goodness for TCU that they're able to keep Josh Hoover, because I posted this in the Heartland College Sports message boards, and I would love for you to join us over there. Click on the forums tab at the top of the homepage and you're in. Sign up. We're not doing anything or, you know, sending you anything or anything like that. You just kind of join the message boards. And I said, are we overlooking TCU this year? Like, we're going to talk a lot, I'm sure, when we get to the summertime and start looking ahead to the season. We're going to talk a lot about Texas Tech. We'll talk a lot about Iowa State. We'll probably talk about Arizona State, Kansas State. Are we not talking enough about TCU and what they bring back, having Josh Hoover at quarterback? It's entirely possible that he is not getting nearly enough love. And if he had gone to Tennessee, that would have been the gut punch of all gut punches to any Big 12 team in this portal cycle. You lose your starting quarterback like that, and you lose it to an SEC team, That hurts. Thankfully, that did not happen. So that's why I'm putting TCU in the win column. I'm putting West Virginia in the win column as well, because West Virginia, yeah, they lost 25 to 30 guys. They needed to clean house. That needs to happen. You look at what's going on there with Rich Rodriguez. He's got to get his guys. Losing a couple of dozen players to the portal, if you're Rich Rod, is not a bad thing. You'd rather start from scratch and then build up your program with your guys than try to do it with guys that aren't fits. This is a win for West Virginia. I know the headlines are scary. 25, 30 players hit the portal. It is a win for the West Virginia Mountaineers to lose this many players. And it will be exactly what Rich Rod needs. It's exactly what the program needs. Rip the Band-Aid off and get to work to build the program the way that you want it to look if you're the West Virginia Mountaineers. And then I put Texas Tech into my win column. You know, I mean, Texas Tech obviously has had just an incredible portal. They are spending gobs of money left and right. And they've got some more big-time visits coming in to that program. They've got this weekend Eastern Kentucky freshman, All-American offensive lineman Terrell Green coming to Texas Tech this weekend. He did not give up a sack in over 600 snaps last season. Will that happen in the Big 12? Probably not. But you know what? I think it's just incredible what Joey McGuire and these Red Raiders are doing in the transfer portal, and there could be more good news to come. Micah Hudson might be looking to go back. Listen, I don't think Micah Hudson is a deal breaker for 2025. Some were making the case on our forums that he probably needs a redshirt year, figure out who he is and what he wants to do and build some strength in the whole thing. That's probably true. I'm down with that. But he could end up back there. I mean, they are just stockpiling that talent in Lubbock, Texas, and it's going to mean a lot of pressure for Joey McGuire, but that's exactly what he wants. That's exactly what Texas Tech wants as well, I'm sure, as a program. So there's a lot that still is going to come out of this transfer portal process, and we're only a couple of days in, but I'm looking at those teams right now as winners. And there will be, you know, you could put Iowa State, K-State in there as well. They're not losing any big players to the portal, but I didn't expect them to. So that's why I'm not going to put them into that column. I'm just going to leave them out right now, because it's so early and there's so much that is still to come when it comes to what these teams and programs are going to be doing in the transfer portal going forward. And you know what? There's a lot that's going to be happening on this front that we're going to have, you know, we're going to follow you ahead with. That's, I promise you that. We are going to take care of you on this issue because it is going to be moving a mile a minute. Like, I want to put Houston on the list. Can't do it yet. But On3 reported on Thursday that Houston is the favorite to land Wisconsin transfer tight end Tanner Kozoil. I may be pronouncing that wrong, but this guy is one of the top tight ends in the entire transfer portal. And if he ends up with the Houston Cougars, that would be a massive, massive get for them going into a football season where, listen, they're trying to obviously take that next step. And we know they got the money, at least for basketball. The question is, do they have the money for football? But you're not seeing the Big 12 lose any of its big stars right now, and that's a really good thing as well. That means that the teams and the universities are taking care of these players in a crazy NIL environment, and that is good. Right now, the Big 12 and the goal for most of these teams should be don't lose the stars, and add a little support around the edges. That's what they've got to be looking at right now when it comes to how to evaluate where their programs are and where they will be moving forward. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and we are so glad that you are here, as always, as a part of the show. Cougar Track says, Pete, finally made a live show. Welcome in, my man. I'm doing this a little early. On a Thursday, I got family in town for the Easter weekend holiday, so wanted to make sure I gave you guys and came to you with all the news happening and a show, of course, as we try to do multiple times a week. And that's why we would love for you to right now just check. Make sure you're subscribed. podcast, YouTube. It's great. We love having you here. And if you could leave that 5-star rating and review, we're giving away merch to the best rating and review on the podcast. Thank you guys for doing that as always and being a part of the show.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So Lee Corso is out or will be out at College Game Day. Did you see that? So I've been saying for years it was time for Lee Corso to go. God bless him, but it was time. He had lost that fastball the last couple of years. Really, since his stroke, he has not been the same. But he still is a staple of college sports. And what Lee Corso was at his best was an entertainer. He was not an X's and O's guy. I can't think of anything X's and O's that Lee Corso ever said that I remember. He was a great entertainer. And by the way, that was his job. The job was to be an entertainer, not to be the X-ball coach who's breaking down the X's and the O's. They had guys for that over the years. Lee Corso was the entertainment. Lee Corso knew how to interact with fans. He knew how to tick them off. He knew how to make them clap and cheer and celebrate. He knew how to don the headgear. He would build up the drama to the headgear. He knew exactly what he was doing. And he played it to a T. He was built for that show. He was built for that live set on campus. Lee Corso would not have been Lee Corso had he been forced into a studio show. He thrived in that environment on these campuses. That's what made him great. And as much as he overstayed his welcome, it was an amazing career. He will have one more game week one of 2025, and then he will be done. I wish he would have done this last year and we could have celebrated him throughout the season and appreciated him a little bit more. Instead, we're just going to get 1 week, one game on Saturday, and that will be it. And that's going to feel a little weird to me. I think a farewell tour for Lee Corso would have been a better send-off, an appropriate send-off, but he elected to obviously go a different route, which I don't know if it was him. I don't know if this is ESPN saying enough's enough. They've got their entertainment in McAfee. Listen, I don't know how you guys feel. I like Pat McAfee. I think he's a welcomed breath of fresh air on a show that needs it. You know, he's entertaining. He's funny. Yeah, he's a little crazy sometimes. He tries to overtake the show. But you know what? That's what you get. I like him. I like having him there. Herb Street's a little tight. Reese is fun, but a little tight. Desmond Howard doesn't do anything for me. Heck, Desmond Howard couldn't find the Big 12 teams on a map if he tried. So, like, I like McAfee. He's got some Big 12 love, of course. He's got the West Virginia ties. He's a big brand right now at ESPN. I like him. And it started to feel crowded, and Lee Corso was, frankly, towards the end, just getting in the way. That's the phase of the show that Lee Corso was now in. He's going to be 90 in August. It was time. And it was probably time 5 years ago. So I guess you'll say, and I will say, better late than never. But still, an amazing career. He was an original staple on College Game Day going back to 1987, the year before I was born. We're talking about 38 years that Lee Corso was working for ESPN in that setting. And the College Game Day donning of the mascot head came in 1996 before it was an Ohio State Penn State game when he did it for the first time, and he put on the Ohio State mascot head, and the rest is history. That is what he will be remembered for, and frankly, that's what he deserves to be remembered for, because that's what Lee Corso is all about, and that's what made him great, and that's what made him an outstanding entertainer and allowed him to go on as long as he did in that role up until the age of 90. Now, this Big 12 opener got quite a bit more interesting. If you didn't see this, yeah, this came down during the week that, and it was first reported by Colin Cowherd. Nico is going to UCLA. The former Tennessee quarterback, and his last name always throws me for a loop, so we all know who I'm talking about at this point. He's been the most talked about player in college football for the better part of a week. He's off to UCLA. Well, week one, UCLA plays Utah. So that week one game just got a lot more compelling. I would say it's not quite TCU North Carolina compelling, but it's really freaking good. And it's a very underrated game. So we've got a great slate early on in the Big 12. We have a week zero game that will be highlighted by, of course, Kansas State and Iowa State. And that's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. I can't wait for that. That's going to be in Ireland, of course, in week zero. I'm going to miss it in November, but you know what? That's a good spot for it to be if we're going to take it out of that November time slot. That's a week zero game. And then you go to week one, and you've got Nebraska-Cincinnati on a Thursday at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, in my backyard. You've got Auburn-Baylor, which could be a sneaky good game. Baylor thinks it can win the Big 12 this year. Auburn's trying to bounce back. That's on Friday. Georgia Tech-Colorado's not a bad game at all at Colorado season opener. And then Saturday, week one, Utah-UCLA, now compelling game. You have and TCU North Carolina. I was looking for it here. I'm like, where's the TCU North Carolina game? That's on a Monday night. So that's going to be the Labor Day game on Monday, September 1st in prime time at 6:30 Central Time. So that's going to be a really good game as well. So you've got right now, you have compelling games for the Big 12 week zero, Thursday of week one, Friday of week one. You've got two of them. A Saturday week one game that's pretty darn good, and then a Monday night week one game that's really good. So you're talking about, for the Big 12, week zero, great game, and then week one, good games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday. That is a great deal for a Big 12 fan. If you're me, and obviously you're here, you're a Big 12 fan, what more can you ask for than that kind of a setup for week one, week zero, and week one of the college football season? The week one Big 12 schedule is usually a dud, and that's just my gut. Week two is always really good for the Big 12. You get Cy-Hawk in week two. Usually there's more Big 12 power matchups in week two than there is week one. And then week one's a total bust. But week one's actually pretty darn good. Now, week two's really good as well for the Big 12. Week two's got Cy-Hawk, Border War, KU, Missouri, Arizona State, Mississippi State, Oklahoma State, Oregon, Baylor, SMU, Stanford, BYU. You've got Army, K-State, sneaky good. So you've got really good week two games. The difference is week one is super compelling for the Big 12. That is usually never a good week for this conference. So that's something that I am looking forward to as much as anything else. I can't wait for it. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. And I know it feels like a lifetime away, but I promise you it will be here before we know it. And it's going to be fantastic. So just hang tight. All right. We're all going to make it. It's going to be good. And we are glad that you are here on Heartland College Sports. Small town shout outs. Let's see where you're watching from. Let's see. I think this one's going to take the cake, if I'm guessing right. Chandler, Texas, population 3,600. Yep, that's going to be our winner for this show. I love it. I love getting a feel for these small towns, and I got to look up Chandler, Texas real quick. Chandler, Texas, it's growing, by the way, 3,000, but it was 2,000 like 20 years ago. So you guys have doubled in population, more or less, 2,000 to 3,600, right outside of Tyler, Texas. Very nice job. Well, thank you for that. We always appreciate you guys, and have a great rest of your day. Happy Easter, if I don't talk to you before then and you celebrate, and we will talk to you soon. Go Big 12.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.